Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although they have drastically different styles, hummingbirds and swifts captivate birdwatchers with their unique aerial skills. Daniel Sepka, research assistant professor of marine, earth, and atmospheric sciences at North Carolina State University, describes the recently discovered common ancestor of these aerial acrobats.
A new fossil discovery from the Green River Formation of Wyoming is helping us understand the evolution of two fascinating groups of birds. Swifts and hummingbirds don't look very much alike, but they are each other's closest living relatives. Over 50 million years ago, they shared a common ancestor. Eosipselis roi is a newly named species that foraged over the now-vanished fossil lake. One of these tiny birds died and sank to the bottom of the lake, where oxygen-depleted waters kept it from decomposing until it was buried in fossilized feathers and all. Eosipselis gives us some clues as to what the common ancestor of hummingbirds and swifts was like. This species branched off the evolutionary tree of birds before the hummingbird and swift lineages split from one another. The new fossil bird is very small. It could easily fit in the palm of your hand. Its beak was wide, its wings were neither long nor short, and its legs still showed adaptations for perching, suggesting that it may have rested in trees while waiting to attack passing bugs. Since the time of Eosipselis, swifts have continued to improve their wings for energetically efficient gliding flight, allowing modern species to stay aloft all day chasing down insects. Hummingbirds, on the other hand, use their short, blade-like wings in a completely unique flight stroke that lets them hover in midair while sipping nectar from flowers. The lack of wing specialization and the tiny size of Eosipselis support the idea that a decrease in size preceded new flight styles in both swifts and hummingbirds. It would be hard to develop endurance-fast gliding or hovering at large sizes. So, shrinking opened a new door for this avian lineage, clearing the way for some of the most interesting birds alive today.
That was Daniel Sepka of North Carolina State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Fast like a moment.